This Dr. Schumacher dictating a nursing home history and physical on Kelly C. Card. S-E-C-O-R-D is the last name. Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was January 25th, 2022. In paragraph patient profile, Mrs. Secord is a 61-year-old female who came from Hurley. New paragraph chief complaint, she had respiratory failure and pneumonia and an exacerbation of COPD. New paragraph history of present illness. She is presented with gradually increased congestion, shortness of breath, and coughing 2 weeks before her admission. And her hospitalization was approximately 24th of December or so period. She has history of known anxiety, depression, and diverticulosis in the past period. She had a negative COVID test, and she was having difficulty walking around and having diarrhea period. There was a decreased appetite, and there was fever and chills, and she came to the ER period. She tested positive for influenza, and the chest x-ray also showed evidence of right lower lobe pneumonia period. She was admitted to the medical floor and treated with antibiotics and had a pulmonary consult period. She became confused and psychotic during the hospitalization as well, period. She needed oxygen and increase in oxygen period. She said she was not on home oxygen but was on oxygen at least 4 liters a minute. And now she's on oxygen continuously in a nursing home period. She was treated with albuterol every 6 hours and Symbicort 2 puffs twice a day and ipratropium 2 puffs every 6 hours, period. She also had albuterol by nebulizer available, period. The hospital was out of Tamiflu, so they weren't able to give that, period. They did use antibiotics for the possibility of bacterial pneumonia, period. She did receive PT, but she was not walking well, and she had poor she had dizziness, and she needed verbal and tactile cues for safety. Period. She could scoot an inch forward to bring her feet to the floor independently, but at the time of discharge, she was not walking, so she needs ECF rehab, period. Here she has been receiving physical therapy already, and there's some improvement in her confusion and in her dyspnea, period. She does use oxygen inhalers, though, period. Here briefly, and she says she's beginning to walk around a little bit, period. She does have morbid obesity, period. New paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever, chills, eye, no, she has decreased vision, ENT, no complaints, no sore throat, hearing problems or earache, respiratory, some cough of clear phlegm, no sputum or hemoptysis, some dyspnea requiring oxygen at times. She actually uses it most of the time. Cardiovascular, no vaginal palpitations, GI, she denies nausea, vomiting, but had a bit of diarrhea in the hospital, and she gets diverticulitis off and on, and then gets nausea and diarrhea. No bleeding currently. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, she has pain in her knees. Hematologic, no excessive bruising or bleeding. Endocrine, no known polyuria or polydipsia. CNS, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Skin, no major rash or itch. New paragraph, past history is positive for
mm-hmm.
The influenza mentioned above, COPD, acute respiratory failure, anxiety, depression, hypertension, polyneuropathy, history of intervertebral disc displacement, morbid obesity, panic disorder, atelectasis, metabolic encephalopathy, Newberger family history. She is adopted, period. The only thing she knows about her biological mother is that she was alcoholic and may have died of an overdose, period. She knows nothing about her biologic father, period. Her grandfather raised him and died of after heart surgery. New paragraph, social history. She was living in her own home, period. No alcohol excess, period. There's a smoking history. New paragraph, allergies. Sulfa. New paragraph, medications. Sana, 8.6 milligrams, 2 tablets daily. Acetaminophen, 650 milligrams every 4 hours, PRN. Iburol by nebulizer. Every 4 hours as needed. Propranolol, 40 milligrams 3 times a day for dysrhythmia. Clonazepam, 1 milligram at bedtime. Sertraline, 100 milligrams daily. Ipratropium, 2 puffs every, or 4 times a day as needed. Symbicort, 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Potassium chloride, 10 milliequivalents daily. Ergocalciferol, 1.25 milligrams or 50,000 units monthly. Paragraph examination, she's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing and is obese, period. Blood pressure 123 over 66, temperature 98, pulse 76, respiratory rate 18, weight January 4th was 249.2, O2 saturation today 97%, head and neck, pupils equal and reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva of normal, extraocular movements intact, ears normal to inspection. Hearing was intact. Oral mucosa normal. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly. Lungs, slightly diminished best sounds, but no wheezes or crackles, period. Percussion was normal, period. There was no accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular, normal sinus 2, no gallop, no murmur. No significant edema. Pedal pulse is palpable. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. Bowel sounds normal. No rebound or rigidity. CNS cranial is normal and sensation is grossly intact, period. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal, period. There's some thickening of the knees with pain with movement, more on the right, but not extreme, and there were no effusions, period. Feet were unremarkable, period. No cyanosis was seen, period. Skin is intact, warm and dry without rash or major lesions. New paragraph assessment on plan 1. The C-cord had pneumonia and influenza, which has resolved, period. 2, she has COPD. And I will continue. Albuterol by nebulizer every 4 hours as needed, plus Symbicort, 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day, plus Ipratropium, 2 puffs 4 times a day, period. 2, she has hypertension, and I will continue amlodipine 10 milligrams daily, period. 3, she has osteoarthritis of the knees and they continue Tylenol, 650 milligrams every 4 hours if needed, period. 4, she seems to be better with respect to metabolic encephalopathy, period. 5, she has anxiety and depression, and I will continue clonazepam 1 milligram nightly plus sertraline 100 milligrams daily, period. She's getting OT and PT, and I will follow her at Mission Point. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.